what we have at the moment, over the weekend, we're going to see an Azores high pressure building over the country. And at the minute, you see it's actually slightly cooler at the moment due to where the high pressure is centred, and that's bringing in the northwesterly flow. So, but then over the weekend, we're going to have this high pressure drift further east, which will bring up a south to southeast airflow and bring in very, very warm air from the continent next week. Possibly over the weekend, we'll be looking at temperatures maybe around the low 20s and the mid 20s, and then getting into the high 20s next week. Very, very hot.
So it's going to be very, very hot, high 20s. Is there any chance we could be looking at record temperatures?
Well, as next week is on, every day it will get warmer and possibly up to 28, 29 Celsius. I wouldn't say record temperatures, but we're looking at temperatures around 8 to 10 Celsius above average for the time of year.
And what about the west and the northwest? Are they going to get the best of the weather?
Over the week, yeah, temperatures will be in the mid-20s into the high 20s in places. Possibly a little bit cooler around coastal areas due to coastal breeze, but it'll still be fairly high temperatures. And anyone that is outside over the next week, I would advise using sun cream now, because UV levels will be very high due to the strength of the sun this time of year.
And Kenneth, only a few weeks back we had a good spell of weather, another good spell on the way, so it's turning out to be a good summer this year.
Yeah, it's turning out to be fairly good, and even looking at the long-term forecasts, there's possibility slightly getting a wee bit cooler over next weekend, but it'll still be warm temperatures in the low 20s and mid-20s, with the possibility of a few thunder showers. And even looking at the trend of the forecast and the weather since around February, we've been in a lot of southeasterly to easterly flows, and if you got this during the winter, it would be colder, but this time of year, you get very warm air. And the airflow over next week now, this is it's called the continental air, and this is where we get the hottest of the weather from.